Well, there are two possibilities. You have the interstate route and the old Highway 70. Now, if you want the interstate route, of course, you'd come in by Copeland Mansion Center, which is an attraction. The state building and the county, Shelby County office building. In the courthouse, that's the complex which someday we hope to have justice complex in the downtown area. Because right now we have the police department and the big fire department that's been renovated and moved out. And that's about it, I guess.
Where might you stop? Along the interstate, if you need your rest or whatever, what do you call
it? Motels.
What is painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
A yellow line, which is somewhat iridescent. It reflects the light. Even when it's raining, it tends to brighten up.
What are some other things that are used as lane dividers to divide traffic going in opposite directions?
They have road markers now with reflectors, and they're quite helpful. They make it quite possible to keep them staying in the lane sometimes. They're a little bit to strike one from time to time, let you know that something isn't exactly right. They're not pleasant to run over anyway.
Where do you get off one of these interstates?
Well, a circumferential, they call for the most part. They have routes which go into main thoroughfares. They can never go into an alley or a private street. It has to be a dedicated street or portion that would have arterial value in heavy traffic.
Are there, besides these exits and places like that, do you know of other places, or what you call other places, that can only be entered or left at certain, at special places?
Yeah, well, let's see. I think it, well, many places are called Cloverleaves. The Cloverleaf offers the same thing as the circumferential. If you want to go north, then it points out the direction. If you go north, to go north, to go south, east, west, depending upon the direction this individual was proceeding, who wanted to proceed. Appopattock is one of them, okay. It runs from the river all the way to the end of the county. That's one we've talked about probably. It has everything from the dump to the most palatial homes and businesses. It goes from zero to zero, so it's anything you name. It's the most heterogeneous thoroughfare we've got in Shelby County. Others such as Union Avenue and Edison. Most of them are east-west. Of course, we've got David Thomas, which unfortunately does not go all the way as it should, because this is one of our handicaps in the city of excuse me. A north-south, the way that that really gives us please.